There you are. Right where I left you. How are your studies coming along? Good, good. But did you remember to take a break today? Babe, you don't want to get burnt out. You know how equally important it is to take breaks. Good. Now save the page you're on, close that book, and come to me. I've been waiting for you oh so patiently all day. My arms have missed you. Come, come. Give me a hug. This feels a lot better. You always like to keep me waiting. So cruel. Don't worry, though. I forgive you. Do you know why? Because somebody that I know is in dire need of receiving my love. And it's way overdue. Do you know who that is? Are you raising your hand? You are such a goofball. It's one of the reasons why I love you. You always manage to put a smile on my face. And now I shall return the favor. Crawl into bed with me and get under the covers. Because, silly Billy, how else am I going to properly cuddle with you? Well, if you don't do it yourself, I can easily make you. I am quite stronger than you. I can lift you up bridal style and chuck you right into the bed. Would you prefer that? I know you would. But I don't want to break the bed again. So, get your butt into bed. Thank you, baby. I promise you won't regret it. And if you happen to, I don't know, fall asleep, you could always just use me as a pillow. Like you always do. Yes, you do. I know it's hard for you to remember these things because you're so comfy when you're sleeping. Oh, hush. No complaining. Besides, I like it when you use me as a pillow. It brings you closer to me. How could I be against something like that? It's impossible. Now come here. Closer. Yes, This is good. You look so uncomfortable. Is your brain still racing? Still focused on your work? Now we can't have that, baby. I pulled you away from that book for a reason. Your body needs a break. Your mind needs a break. Okay. I'll help you as best as I can, baby. I will say, on the subject of your studies, you are incredibly intelligent. With all those books I've seen in your study, I'm amazed you can keep all that knowledge inside of you. How do you do it? You don't think you're intelligent. Are you serious? I beg to differ with all those fun facts you like to tell me. Some of it is random knowledge you picked up. Well, that doesn't prove me wrong all the same. Like, you go so into detail about Warhammer, is what it's called, right? I don't know what you're talking about. But I love to see how enthralled you get into the lore. You go on for hours and hours, and I'm completely lost. But I love how enthusiastic you are about it. And you seem to be very knowledgeable. You're the same with your studies. You can go on and on about how these math problems don't make any sense, and then how you have to correct the teacher and tell them, "Hey, did you mean to put this instead of that?" You might as well be the professor at this point. Your knowledge about history is unmatched too. There's so many things that they're not even teaching us, and the only reason why I know about it is because you taught me. So much history about the world that most people such as myself never get taught. But thanks to people like you, you end up educating the rest of us. I call that being pretty intelligent and super informative. So I refuse to have you put yourself down like that ever again. You are intelligent. Do you understand me? You will never say otherwise in front of me ever again. What do you get out of the deal? Well, other than self-confidence, how about I give you head pats? I know you love head pats. Prove me wrong, then. Come here. There we go. Yeah. This is a most certainly inviting feeling, isn't it? More scratches? Of course, darling. Anything for you. You look so relaxed now. So calm. Happy. That's my darling. You needed this. You needed to distress. And what better way to distress than by being with your love? Good. You know you deserve this, right? you say otherwise. You deserve to be loved. Repeat it. Repeat that you deserve to be loved. Again, I'll keep you safe from your own thoughts. All those negative thoughts will go away when I'm done with you. My amazing creature. Amazing. Perfect in every way. As perfect as a human can get. You just washed your hair, didn't you? It smells good. It really does. You deserve forehead kisses too. What were you just trying to do there? What did I tell you about doing that? There's no need to be shy. I know you like my arms. You can feel them if you like. I don't mind it one bit, darling. I'm here for you in every way. Enjoy yourself. Does it make you feel happy? Then please, I insist. Hard, right? You know, maybe next time you should come to the gym with me. Not to work out, but to just look. Yeah, it'll be fun. A nice outing we can do together. And we'll both gain joy out of it. Maybe I can use you to exercise. Would you be against that? Or would you consider that to be too embarrassing? Not too many people go to the gym I go to. So, your chance of being seen is very little. God, this is so much fun. Fun in my opinion. I always have the best time of my life when I'm with you. And I always will. I'm not just saying that. Baby. Shut up. You're going to end up loving yourself one way or another. And I'm going to help you every step of the way. No matter what, you will love yourself as much as I love you. I love you so very much, darling. I want you to see the good in yourself. I know you're trying, I know. And I'm proud of you for trying. This will take a while, but I'm sure you'll get there. Do you want me to stop? No. How long do you want to be like this with me? Forever sounds nice. I can do forever. Until we both get hungry. When that happens, what would you like to eat tonight? Sounds delicious. I'll make it for us. I love you, baby. You are such an angel. You're like my little teddy bear. You're small enough to be one. I know. You're not that short. But still. Cuddly. Cute. Adorable. All I want to do is hug you and kiss you and love you. But of course I won't squeeze you too tightly. Because I don't want to hurt you. I'll never hurt you. Baby, of course I'll never leave you. It's an honor to be with you. You're such a sweet and amazing person. And for you to even love someone like me, you are my soulmate. And I will not leave you. No matter what, I love you unconditionally. Yes, I mean it. I'm afraid to say this, but you're stuck with me. Stuck with me forever. I don't think you have too many complaints about that. Neither do I, baby. Neither do I. about how wonderful. I like days like this. You, me, and just enjoying each other's company. I wish we could stay like this forever. My soulmate.